In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Kay. How are you? What's happening? Episode 3 in the books. What's going on with you, Kay? You had a big wedding last weekend.
Big wedding. I haven't really been to any like massive weddings like that. And that was, I was a groomsman.
Okay. How was that? A massive. How many people?
I mean, massive. It was like, usually the weddings that I've been to have been sort of like, not intimate, but not, there was like, it was at this massive estate in Malibu. And
I think there
was black, I guess it was like cocktail. It wasn't black tie, but everybody was dressed pretty like, it had to be floor length gown. So is that black tie-ish?
I don't know. If they say anything other than black tie, I'm lost. You know, black tie for men, it's like, you know, tux.
Yeah.
And it's, you know the deal right away. But, I, women always have this like, you know, they must have a flow chart. You guys must have like some sort of like, you know, because I don't know what to do.
I know. But it was really fun. And I basically hung out with, you know, the 8 guys all weekend. And, which was, the girls were so sweet because they're like, come get ready with us. And I was like, sure. But I was like, I'm going to look like Homer Simpson because you guys all have like matching outfits and I have like my flannel and like pajama shorts.
Well, you also get to see how the better half live. You know, being a groomsman is the easiest job in the world in comparison to being a bridesmaid.
We had no responsibilities.
Not one. It's that's the best part is, show up, wear the right thing, get ready on your own. You know, yeah. You know, the just don't embarrass me is really your only rule.
We hung out at the pool all day and that was it. And then we got ready and did the thing. And that was truly it. The girls have been getting ready since 8 a.m.
You got, how great is it? Welcome to my world. I've been in like 8 weddings and you see these bridesmaids and they're like, just exhausted. It's like they've been working, you know, for weeks to leading up to this. And like, you know, it's like you go down the aisle with one of them and they're like, please save me. And you're like, okay, we're almost done. I'll walk you down.
Soon, babe.
We're almost at the cocktail hour. You're almost there. And they're like, please, she's mean to us. You know, like.
It was a really nice wedding though. But how was Nashville?
Nashville is great. I went on Caitlin Bristow's podcast. It was fantastic. I mean, like, you know, anyone who's listened to this show for long enough, like, we've been critical of her. We've been, you know, and I don't think in a way that's been, you know, a reach, you know.
No.
And also, when we're critical of people, it's never to be like, you know, we make fun, but, like, I'm not looking for someone to, like, day to be ruined, you know? Like, that's not kind of the, we're talking about the show and what goes on around the show.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of the start of the podcast. Like, she was like, I'm nervous. I was like, I'm nervous. I was like, I've been critical.
I was nervous.
Like, right.
But, I wasn't
even
there.
It's funny. You know, you ever, like, talk a little shit about someone and then someone goes, no, they're actually pretty cool. And, like, you're so angry that they're, like,
yeah,
that they didn't just like scratch the itch of your shit talking. That's happened a lot, just like off camera, off mic, about Caitlin. Is like everyone says the same thing. They're all like, oh, she's actually awesome. She's pretty cool. Like, and then my friend Lucy, who's the manager, who runs Zany's Nashville, where I did all the shows. And if you came to the show, I met a lot of Betcher fans. Thank you. The shows were awesome. I can't tell you how thankful I am. I actually just came out with like a whole new theater tour that I'm going to start doing in the fall. And so if you go to my website, jaredfreed.com, like Long Island, Seattle, Atlanta, Boston, all these great cities. So, and I'm coming to, you know, some cities aren't even on there yet, but they're all going to be there, jaredfree.com. But, you know, Lucy, who runs the club in Nashville, is like, she's like, every time she's here, she's amazing. She's the easiest person. And they deal, you know, Nashville, there's famous people there. It's not like, it's like a little mini LA.
It really is. Bit,
yeah, it's a Bachelor HQ. It's an embassy of the Bachelor contestants. So, you know, so you have this thing of like people you like are like, oh, she's awesome. And then you go in and like immediately we have a fun time. I think the episode's great. We talk about the show. We talk about talking shit about the show. I, you know, tell her my feedback. I, you know, a lot in how like a lot of like the critical stuff we talk about with her is a little bit of envy. So it was really nice. And then Jason came in at the end. I don't think it was on the podcast. And Jason, totally awesome. They live in this like neighborhood that's like, you know, it looks like Wisteria Lane. It's very Housewives. Like all the houses kind of look alike, same aesthetic. So it was interesting to see like the life of a bachelorette. You know, it's like the Hunger Games, seeing a Hunger Games winner, you know, where they live and how they live. So it was just very interesting. And again, couldn't have been nicer. I think it's a fun conversation. Tons of laughs. So
that's great.
I'm excited for it to come out. Yeah.
Me too. Me too. I have to listen to this one because I, when you told me you're going on, I was like, immediately, I was like, oh, that's great. right. I will be tuning in to this episode, but that's great. I'm really glad that she was cool in real life and
oh, just totally easy and awesome. And it's funny. There was conversations like who, what Bachelor didn't you like or which one were you left, you know? Whatever, then, like, she's like, it's just, like, a lot of, like, fun conversation about kind of the show and, you know, our relation to it because you and I have never been on. Like, we're just, like, kind of, like, or me, I'll speak for myself. I'm like this troll in my tree, you know, yelling at the TV, you know, from far
away. It's the best.
Right, which is great. And then you're, like, in the room with them. It's like, oh, yeah, everyone here is gorgeous and beautiful, and I'm the troll visiting, you know, like,
just lurking out of out of my cave,
right.
To the town.
Hey, you know what's the meme?
Oh yeah, it's the
hey,
how y'all doing?
Yeah, right.
How y'all doing? Kind
of, hey, everybody, and again, couldn't have been nicer. But what did you think of last night's episode? What do we think? How this is coming together?
I mean, it's really hard to criticize Charity for always picking Brayden. And I know that's like our instinct is to be like, why is she doing this? Like, why does she keep giving him the time? And you know what? Like at the end of the day, Brayden is the fun pick. And I think there's some sort of relatability about that because she has the solid people like Dotton and Xavier and, you know, Joey. But like, sometimes you just want to have fun. And
and he's not taking it serious. Like he's just like he's and again, it is like a little bit of a lesson for dating. Like when you go on a date with someone who's like really feeling dating and feeling their friends getting engaged and feeling their, you know, their life kind of like that this is an important date. You're like, oh, it's really mechanical and like this is very interviewy. And then when you go on a date with someone who's like just chill and like doesn't really care what the next step is, you're like, ooh, wow. We're just going to kiss in this bar and not worry about tomorrow? Like, yeah, I want to hang out more with you, even though I know you are not really the solve to my single issue, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. He's the fun pick. And, like, and no one, and taking it, going to the baseball field and, like, doing all that stuff. I definitely do not think he is even remotely the right choice, but hopefully she'll see that, but I think it's taken her a long time to see that, and that's why we're frustrated.
Well, I'll say a couple things. One, she came on our show. We haven't even talked about this. Charity was amazing.
She really
was. You and
was.
Charity have this connection that I just saw right away. You guys have this connection. Go listen to that episode. Charity is a K York City fan. Like, it is. It was great. And then, but you could tell like Brayden probably isn't staying that long based on her vibe, the way she just kind of talked about it. And I do think I think two things became clear. One, she likes, part of that date was getting to show a San Diegan that San Diego date. It kind of felt like she was excited to show Braden, who like obviously has a connection to San Diego. I mean, he's looking out the window. I live over yonder. We'll get into that. It's crazy. You know, the San Diego, it seems that he is a San Diego guy. So like,
I could
understand the like, oh, I want to give this to this person. It feels good to show this person who I know is going to be so fucking pumped.
Yeah.
I also think, and this was kind of shown through the Warwick date, Charity's still being like, I'm going to go out with some hot dudes. Like, it feels very carnal, so to speak, that she's like, I just want the hot, I got to make sure the hot bods are duds. You know? Like
exactly.
Right.
I like that she was doing that too. And I like that she was vocal about it because, again, like, you're going out on these serious dates. Yes, the end goal is getting engaged. But if you're going to have, you know, 30 guys in front of you, like, you better believe that I will make sure that I'm making out or at least trying it with the hot ones at some point. And then we'll go to the serious things. Like, let me go off looks really quick.
Right.
And then we'll check everything else in.
She admitted to that. And listen, you know, this is the reality. Like, listen, we all know how we've done a dating app. If you've been on a dating app before, mm-hmm. you go, you know, I'm given more chances to one that I like sweat for than the one that I'm having a good conversation with. And I'm like, yeah, I'm into them, but they're not usually the look I go with. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know, there is that animalistic thing that it seems as though Charity is a little bit leaning into as far as early on is concerned, because I think all this stuff will be short lived. Like, I don't think we're going to be looking at Braden at hometowns. Like,
no.
I really don't. You know?
I knew we weren't looking at Braden at hometowns. Like, the first time he brought up, I don't think I'm going to be able to get engaged because of all the other men.
Right. And you do have this thing where you go, I do understand where it's distracting. You know, you go on the date with someone who's like super fun. You're like, maybe I could make this work. And then you're like,
yeah,
oh, no, you said that. Like, I can't be with you forever. What am I talking
about?
You know, like there is, and it shows on Braden's date. So let's get into the episode. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. So week 3 kicks off with a one-on-one with Braden and his earrings. The men have to sing for Charity's heart, and a new villain enters the chat. What did you name this episode?
I named it Roses Aren't Forever. Like, this realization that, you know, that roses can be taken away, which isn't, like, that crazy. Like, when they talked about it as this, like, can that happen? Like, yeah, I mean, this is... Like, what do you mean, can that happen?
Of course,
like,
it can.
Right. You're not locked into this, like, contractual, you know, obligation.
I know. The rose, I'll talk about it more later, but that whole, like, the guys talking about, well, is she going to take the rose away, this and that, that's, like, of course.
Right, but it was pretty wild that was such a big topic of conversation.
Huge.
What did you call this episode?
I said, welcome to Bachelor HQ. I just felt like we're in San Diego. Though,
right.
Where they were in Oceanside is
where
not...
Where is that?
It's not that close to San Diego. Like, it's like an hour north.
So that's what I kind of assumed, that this was somewhere between San Diego and LA. Like,
Between like San Diego and like Orange County.
Okay.
So like further south.
Of LA.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're like, I've stayed in La Jolla. Like, La Jolla is this beach town that's like a half hour north of San Diego. And I'm like, it's Saved by the Bell land. Like, it just looks like Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. That's where Hannah G and Dylan live. They live in La Jolla. Oh, really beautiful.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure.
Money.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
And
Dylan and his company that doesn't seem to ever make money, that makes the most amount of money, just hanging in La Jolla. Yeah, I'm sure that's where they live.
No, it's like, it's still like another hour above that. So when I saw them at the stadium, I'm like, that's pretty far, but I guess they took a helicopter, so it doesn't matter.
Right, you could take a helicopter to JFK, get there in 10 minutes, you know, from the city. So like, there's... That helicopter thing. So we go on the date, and it's gonna be basically Charity walks into the house and they're like, what's going on? And she's like, you're moving out. And like, it is funny to watch them react to we're leaving the house, because like, you do see their wheels working. Like, I kind of forget, I don't know about UK, but you kind of forget, like, they know the beats of the show too. So they're like, okay, at some point we move out of this house and we go on our worldwide adventure.
Yeah.
So it is funny that she's like, we're moving out. And you can see, like, where are we going?
Yeah, they're ready.
You know, like, they're like, do I get my pass? You know, they all have their passports out and they're like, we're going an hour away. You know, like, and they have to act like they're pumped. Like, it's not the Cleveland reveal of a bunch of years ago, but it is similar in the sense that you could see they're like, yeah, like they're so pumped that they can't think it's Oceanside.
No, they are thinking they're at least going out of state, getting on a plane. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, babes, you're going to be going, you know, an hour away, right, but it's going to take you three because we're leaving at prime time traffic. So
get your ass on that bus. Yeah, it was just such a funny, because like, I knew exactly what was going through their head. And you're like, and again, like, just like you said, like going on a plane, just like when someone else is taking you somewhere.
Love it.
It is exciting. Yeah, like you're like, oh, okay, this is the adventure I signed up for. Like, maybe I'll meet my wife, but also I'm going on a TV show where I might end up in Istanbul, you know, whatever the fuck, you know, so.
They really thought it was going to be somewhere else.
Right. They reacted so huge.
Summer is fast approaching, which means more social events, more weddings to attend, more nights out on the town, and hopefully more vacations. That's why I'm so thankful for today's sponsor, Honeylove, for covering us with the best shapewear. With Honeylove, you can feel your best even when you're wearing less. They've revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they're the only shapewear that won't ever roll down no matter how much you groove on the dance floor. And for a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with this exclusive link, honeylove.com/bachelor. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/bachelor. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling superpower short is the go-to. It is targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. It is amazing. I've been wearing it for years now. It fits me so well, and I'm not kidding you. When they say it doesn't roll down, it does not roll down, and it hugs you in all the right places. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/bachelor. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/bachelor. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, honeys. Shape your life with Honeylove. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but you can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. So free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. And for just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value of $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up using the code BACHELOR20. Just go to Nuuly.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code BACHELOR20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with the code BACHELOR20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental, change your clothes.
So then Charity then also reveals, I'm going on a one-on-one and it's going to be braided. I was definitely surprised.
Me
again,
too.
You know, like, it's just like, I guess we're wringing that towel dry. Like, I do think she's doing the he's fun. I think that was, and he's from San Diego. Here's the date that is already, I already know what's planned. I could understand being carried away with that.
Yeah, I think I was also surprised when she picked Brayden. And I'm like, there's so many other guys I feel as though she could have picked that we could get to know more, that she might be interested in more. But again, he hasn't really had a ton of one-on-one time since he got the rose, that first impression rose. But man, he's going to die on that first impression rose hill. Like, the amount of times he's brought it up and like he's like, holding on to that for dear life.
Well, that's the thing. I think that's the reason the conversation about like, can you take away a rose? I think he amps that conversation up just because he's made it, like, he turns into a different person post getting rose than he does before the rose. Like, he's kind of like, it does feel very game-ish for him.
I mean, we can see his shift when he's on the helicopter. And he's like, because he was so, in his head about her making out with a guy in front of all the guys. He's like, how could you do that to them? Like, that's disrespectful. I'm questioning her character. But they're flying over all Bachelor Mansion in a helicopter. And he's like, ha ha, like, I'm turning into an evil person. Like, I don't even care. This is funny. Right. It's like, I thought we didn't want to do that to the guys. Like, I'm confused.
Right, it was a little bit gotcha, like nana nana boo boo, especially when they flew over the house and they have to bring these guys out to be like, hey, there's the helicopter, because like, who would even know? So he's like, look, they're gonna be looking up at you, and it's like, he's like making fun of them. Yeah, it does feel very like, I'm winning, you're losing, and Charity's kind of a side thing to that winning and losing thing. It doesn't feel like it's about her specifically.
But you're right. He really does shift. There's a whole shift after he gets a rose, or after like he gets something that the other guys don't.
Kay, I have to ask you. The helicopter date is every season on The Bachelor, Bachelorette. How if a guy was like, I got a great idea. Like, what date would you be like, what would it be fun, and what date? Like, if a guy was like, first date, let's go, I got this plan, we're gonna go in a helicopter. Are you like taken aback? Is it too much? Like, I'm trying to think, because it seems as though this show thinks the helicopter is the height of romance, the pinnacle of, oh my God, you're showing me your San Diego. What? Because in my mind, if I was like a first date with a woman, I was like, hey, I got this plan, we're gonna go on a helicopter, I feel like she'd be like, well, how about drinks first? Like, I don't
why?
Know. What would your feeling on the helicopter day be for you? Like, what would you want?
I mean, I guess I don't really have a problem with it, because I think the intention of it is to be very extravagant and to like, take you on this big thing. I mean, all they're doing is flying to San Diego. They're not like, taking a helicopter through like Fiji. They're literally going down, the PCH.
No volcanoes.
Right. And so it's not like this super dreamy thing, but I think the extravagance, because people don't take helicopters. Like, most people have not been in a helicopter. It's like, okay, if we're in a plane, that's also way too much. Like, I'm not going anywhere that requires like a plane. But a helicopter seems like, oh, this is kind of fancy. I'd be down for it for a first date. I'd be like, all right, you know what? Like, spend that money. Like, let's go.
Right. The minute the champagne came out, it kind of makes sense as a date, because at least, but I'm like, can you hear each other? I guess you have the earphones
on. Yeah, the headphones you can talk to each other in the headphones.
Right. So then they park on the field and they get out there and they're going to like play baseball together, or they're going to like cutesy around with baseball stuff and the mascot. What did you think of this date and what went on here?
Honestly, so my friend actually lives in the building that overlooks Petco. And
I knew this.
Yeah. And so I don't know if you've been to Petco maybe, but it is a very, very nice baseball.
It's very nice. I stayed across, I think, at the Marriott across like the bay. They were very nice to me. It's a great hotel right by the stadium.
Oh, okay.
There's a Marriott like right on that bay on that waterfront. And yeah, it was, I think I mentioned them here on this podcast last time I was in San Diego. They like put me up.
I think you're, I remember that.
Yeah. And that area is like cool. It's like fun. There's like things going on there.
Yeah. It's like proper downtown San Diego. It's like right near like Gas Lamp and Little Italy, not far from Little Italy. So it's a really nice area. And that park is gorgeous. So like, and it's huge. Well, it is like massive.
Right. To me, it's a better date to like have them go around Little Italy and like the Gas Lamp, like, and like maybe like stop in at the baseball park. Like, this whole idea of that they're just going to like, they never left the park. Like, he threw a baseball at her, hit her in the eye. Like, it's like, it all felt a little like, I would be on the day being like, are we done here?
I mean, they blew the budget on the helicopter.
Right.
The budget was already, we're out. You guys can hang out in the baseball field and toss some balls. And that's what you guys got.
With the padre. Yeah, with the father. You know.
Okay, so
Great mascot.
I need to ask you about that.
Yes.
I knew their mascot was the Padres.
Right, but you don't think of it as a actual father.
I was very confused.
It's like an old school like priest.
It's I didn't a very even funny, know that that what is right. that what they're called?
Yeah, the Padres.
No, but is so a Padre is like,
it's like Spanish for the father.
It was giving like
the swinging friar is currently the mascot of the team. Some in the past have confused the famous chicken as the mascot of the Padres, although he does not. I guess, yeah, the swinging friar. Why is the friar the Padres mascot? It was the Franciscan friars, Father Junipero Serra and Don Caspar de Portola, who founded the first Spanish colony, this first Spanish colony in Southern California. Padre, of course, is Spanish for father or friar, and the name stems directly from the priests who established the first Spanish missions in California in 1769. I like a mascot with a history. I mean, when there's...
But I didn't know... Like, who knows that?
Right. I guess it is one of those things. It's like hidden in plain sight. You're like, wait, what? This is a religious thing? What's going on here?
He was one of my favorite parts, though.
He was good.
He was really good. Like when Brayden hit her in the face with the ball and he's like, you're out of here. Like he did the whole like he was a really great add to the date.
Have you ever met someone who did the mascot work? Someone told me once, like, because I went to Penn State, and they were like, the Penn State mascot, like, they could lose, they got, like, a full ride or something. This is all off the top of my head. I don't know if this is true.
Right.
But I remember hearing that, like, they get a full ride, and if they ever stop moving during the game, that they would, like, lose their job. So, like, the whole deal of a mascot is, like, you never stop. So, like, that's, like, the talent of it is, like, you see someone get hit in the face and you're, like, you have a bit. You're, like, you're out of here. Like, that makes a good mascot.
I did not know that, but it makes sense.
It makes some sense.
I think it takes a really specific person to be a mascot.
They were cheerleaders, the people that would be the mascot.
Right.
Like, they, you know, you have to be in such good shape. Imagine you're wearing a full-on, you're wearing a blanket. You're wearing a sleeping bag to run around a stadium in. Like,
it's heavy.
Heavy. So they have this conversation. Basically, Brayden is telling Charity to her face that, I like you, but I can't promise that I'll be, like, engaged after this. It was a lot of, like, code words for I'm too young to move on with the rest of my life here. And what did you think of that? Because it kind of goes from the daytime into the nighttime date, and it kind of continues. He kind of writes on a baseball, I'm going to try my best, and she's like, well, good enough for me. But, like, there is a point where you go, he's telling you what he can say as nicely as possible.
Right. And I mean, okay. Actually, I want you to tell me, do you think he's because I don't think he's telling her. He's telling her what he's feeling, but to like the very bare minimum. Like to the guys, right. He's like, I'm not getting engaged. But his reasoning, one of the reasonings is to the guys is that he doesn't want to do it after she's dated 25 other guys. Like he's right. Not telling her that.
Right. I guess that was kind of like lost. To me, it was, there's a way to tell what he said that makes it mean to Brayden. And there's a way to tell what he said that makes it nice to Brayden. Like there's the mean way where you go, that guy's kind of slut shaming you by saying who could marry a woman after they've dated 20 other guys. That wasn't how it sounded to me.
No,
to me
it sounded like that's not how it sounds to me. But like, yeah, right. Keep going. I want to know what I mean. How you
like,
think it
because then there was the other version where it's like him basically being like, yeah, who would get married right after this show? And it's like no one does that. Also, like. There's an engagement process. Like, you know, look at JoJo and, you know, Jordan Rogers. Like, look at Zach and Katie and Katie. Like, they're just moving in the other day. I saw that on Instagram. So, like, you know, you go, so it's like this, like, world of extremes. Like, Brayden is trying to protect himself by being like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know if I'm, who could get engaged right after someone. You know, you got to date a little bit if after they've dated 20 other people at the same time. It's like, yeah, that's kind of what happens anyways. And then there's also this other extreme where it's like, wow, Brayden really, you know, making her feel bad for being on a show where they date 20 other people. Like, it sounded like a guy who was trying to save himself from being a disappointment to someone on the last night, you know? Not
yeah.
to defend Brayden too much, but I didn't think, like, I was like, everything he's saying is reasonable, but also at the same time, it's like, dude, like, you're getting ahead of this for a reason because you don't see yourself even getting married from this.
I mean, I definitely see, like, maybe a little bit of both because I just don't feel like he's telling her everything. Like,
he's definitely not. You're right.
But I agree. I think, because I also... somewhat agree, like, yeah, that'd be really hard to get engaged right after, but maybe we're putting too much pressure on the engagement. It's like, just because you get engaged doesn't mean, like, you have to get married.
Right. I mean, like, you know, Brayden kind of, you know, Sam, Samantha wrote that he's giving Jonah Hill texting energy, which is a reference to
Jonah Hill coded. He's so Jonah Hill coded.
That's the thing. Adding morality as kind of a shield to things you don't want to do or getting your way is kind of what Brayden's doing. Cause he's like, cause he is right. In general, it is correct to say like, it's crazy to get married directly from the show, but like also no one's asking you to do that. So why are you making it so black and white? I can only assume he's making it so black and white because he doesn't plan on getting married from this. He just plans on chilling out and going to the mountains and, you know, doing some shrooms and putting on earrings after this. So
yeah,
I think he knows he will not get married from this. He also wants to stay on the show. So so I don't think he's a good guy in what he's doing, but I also don't think, I think he's using this kind of morality speak to win.
He's playing it well. I mean, the guys even knew it. They were talking about it at the end. They were like, he's going to talk his way out of this. Like,
well, that's the other thing is like every man on this show has sniffed him out as like not a trustworthy suitor. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, you know, when your brother says he's immature and then another guy, I'm not really into him. When everyone's kind of, you know, like. I'm not saying believe all men is what I'm saying. You know, like this.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, but guys kind of know this shit. You know, and as dumb as we are, like we're like, there's a thing where you go, yeah, why are all these dudes just like not cool with him? You know, you got to go, oh, maybe you're seeing a different person than I'm seeing.
Because there's nothing closer than like a group of dudes like broing out, and the fact that like all of them have this weird thing about him is a super. Red flag, but that's my red flag for later. I'll talk more about it.
Right. So then the guys are moving out to LA. We get to the ocean. They're in Oceanside. They're in this beautiful condo right on the beach. It does look like an awesome condo. It does look like a place you would want to stay in Oceanside. And they're going to do the big group date with JoJo and Jordan. And again, the Barbie ad campaign rolls on. I mean, you're in this world, Kay.
I am
in the ad sponsorship world. What do you think of this Barbie campaign? Is the movie bad? Is that why this is happening? Is there a lot riding on this movie?
How much was the marketing budget? I have no idea, but we, you know, at Gap, we had a Barbie collab. We have a whole Barbie Gap collaboration line that we've been working on for months.
Right. I'm waiting for like the QAnon Barbie collab. Like, I think like everyone is going to like.
It's really crazy. I'm thinking about their, you know, communications and collaborations team. And there must be 10,000 people on that team because the amount of work that it goes into just to do one, like the one that we did, like they have so many. I think they have 30 plus. And then this, we're still at the beginning. Like we just got the Bachelor one. There was just another one like the other day that came out. Like what?
Right. Yeah. It is. When does the movie come out? Like
Next Friday, it comes out the 21st. And the fact that I even know the date. It's insane.
So I guess we're all going to go see it. We have to. Like, we're, like, committed to this thing. Like, we've, if you have watched any content over the past month, you are in on the Barbie campaign. I think Mattel also is, like, coming out with, like, a bunch, like, I guess, like, in Hollywood, like, the big thing is, like, having IP, like, intellectual property. So, like, Mattel owns all these, like, you know, Barbie, G.I. Joe, whatever it might be, I think. Is G.I. Joe Mattel? Whatever. Like all of these toys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is like the start of like a movie making thing that they're doing. So maybe because this is the first one. But they, so we do this like Barbie, you know, even Simu Liu is like phoning in. Like,
it's truly crazy. When I saw this and I saw her read the date card, she was like, something with a Ken in it. And right. I was like, oh, you're kidding. Like, I immediately knew. And I was like, and this was filmed months ago.
Yeah.
This wasn't, you know, so the way, and they just had the world premiere of the Barbie, like the red carpet, the world premiere of the movie the night before.
Right.
I mean, the marketing is like,
but
Chef
even Jordan kiss. Rogers is wearing like a plastic Ken like shirt. Charity's in a pantsuit, like the pink Barbie pantsuit with shorts. Looked good. I liked it. It really popped. I thought Charity looked amazing. And then they go to this like Barbie house that they had built. Like even that house that they're in is a Barbie style look. Like,
yeah,
you know, and
all
so
of
then
it.
They're like, okay, you guys are going to choose your Ken costume and you're going to sing to Girls Just Want to Have Fun, your own rendition of To Charity. What did you think of this competition? I love that there was an outdoor stage. I like that they had a big crowd. I think that it had some good energy to it. I wish they had each had their own song to sing that they could have put lyrics to. It must have sucked to be there like for hours just hearing the same song over and over again. What did you think of this competition?
I couldn't help but think of like where they got these people in the audience. I was like, did they pull them off the street? Is this like, I immediately thought of you and I was like, is this like a knockoff version of the Dome of the Undateables?
The Dome of the Undateables is traveling this season. They're at dodgeball games. They're at the Barbie concert. They're at the, you know, they're all over the place.
Yes.
The concert I thought was good. I, you know, JoJo, who has kind of famously not been involved with the show a lot, like it felt like her and Jordan kind of like disappeared. Now they're back. There must have been big money from Barbie to bring them back.
Big money.
So then they do this competition and I thought it's interesting that this guy Caleb, she must have no connection with, but he's done so well on the show that he has to stay. Like Caleb the wrestler, who looks somewhat ridiculous every time he's on camera. He is also only 24 or 25. Like, he's
I know,
too.
But I forget that every time.
He looks 100, and in the dodgeball competition, he might, you know, there was a point where you're like, maybe he'll be the MVP. Like, he played really well in the dodgeball. Mm-hmm. This, he sings, he's a performer. Like, he did a great job. He's
Definitely.
Doing vibrato, you know, like, and still doesn't win the MVP. And this guy, Sean, who also kind of young, 25, Sean, who looks like the guy Ken. From Team America World Police, also called himself Ken. He like takes her off her chair and makes out with her and like has this whole moment. Dotton looked like he did a good job, but like,
why are they giving these? Some of these Kens were outrageous. Like, I don't know if you read some of the names for the Kens. Like, Xavier's Ken was Sugar Daddy Ken.
Yeah, I didn't understand that one. He was just an older Ken.
I guess so. But like an older, rich sugar daddy Ken.
Right.
And then there was Michael, I think it was Michael, who was bad boy Ken. He looked like P. Diddy with the fucking like fur coat on. And I was like, there weren't other options.
Right. The birthday suit Ken was ridiculous.
I think might be my favorite though, because it looked so, because if you saw him from the side, from far away, it looks like the Ken doll with the plastic, you know,
You're
hair
right.
and the naked like body, hilarious.
And it had the you know, the no genitalia thing, you know, like the whole thing of, you know, like the whole thing of Ken is like, yeah, he's just this like doll, nothing going, you know, going
I know.
On downstairs.
It was so, like, good.
Yeah,
I loved seeing them, and like, and the fact that they all chose their own, like it was a race to get.
Yeah, I'd probably go no, you know, naked Ken. That'd probably be what I would do. So Sean wins the competition, which gets him a walk on the beach. They make out. They do kind of look Ken and Barbie-ish, you know, making out by the on the pier. It's very Saved by the Bell. And then the nighttime date, Sean comes in so hot from the nighttime date that it's like,
yeah,
it's a little bizarre. It's also like a little bit like cocky. It's also ringing very young and immature.
Way too cocky. It was strange. I was like, this guy needs to read a room like immediately.
Right. He kind of, yeah, he rung as like, just like, and this was another moment where you go, the group of dudes judging a guy, you kind of like trust them in the same way I trusted them with Braden, where I'm like, yeah, Braden must kind of stink. They all kind of came down on Sean in a way that I'm like, I think he kind of stinks.
I mean, we had the narrator, the Aaron,
yeah, Aaron S.
S. The narrator being like, are you an only child?
Right. He was legit mad.
He was, I mean, immediately just like pissed over it. It was really funny.
It is a thing that I've noticed this season where it's like you have these younger guys that are like all fun and games, and you know, Charity's kind of playing into that, but she's keeping around like this older group of guys who do seem serious about like having serious conversation. Like Aaron S, you know, was upset in a way that was like, I'm ready. Like it was like, it definitely had that vibe of like, and you have this with Aaron B, you have this with Dutton, you have this with like, a bunch of like the guys that seem serious are getting annoyed at these younger guys who are hanging out and having fun that Charity's kind of like given a shot to. So it is interesting that these guys that like want to move on with life are getting mad.
I know, which like I can see that. But again, she has to keep a certain amount of guys each week. And like,
right.
You have to have the balance at some point. Like she's going to give her attention to the ones that she actually wants to, but if she doesn't have like the fun in between, it's going to be a lot of like just heavy.
Right. It does feel like she's kind of avoiding that a little bit.
Uh-huh,
just like,
a little
oh,
bit
I want to like
is.
Chill. Right.
Like, how are you even taking Sean seriously at all? Like, I would right? never look at him and be like, yeah,
we might get married one
Barbie
day.
And Ken.
Right. And then she brings Dutton upstairs to her room. And that's like a big moment. And they have this, like, really, I would say, like, the conversations with John and Dutton, you're like, oh, these are, like, real conversations. It feels like they're, like,
right,
both hitting it off in a way that you're like, okay, something's up here. Something's going down here.
But what was the reasoning of bringing him to her room? Like, she was like, I have a surprise for you. What was that about?
I guess the surprise was that he gets to go in her room, right?
And
which
still
was
not
bizarre.
Get laid.
Right. Big win for Dutton.
Yeah, huge.
He's like, oh, yeah, I just, this is the, oh, is this the prize?
That's crazy.
Cool. Yeah. It felt like she was like, she knew he had something personal to share. Like, that's what it felt like it was all about. And then he shares something personal and then they both cry about it. Like,
but I don't know if it was like, I mean, yes, it was personal. It was at first, man, at one point I almost like got teary eyed, or like I was like, oh my God, because he said, he was like, this, you know, this makes me feel really special and it's hard for me to feel that way. And I was like, what? I was like, what do you mean? Like, that's really sad, right? Because, you know, like seeing somebody that we really like on the show being like, I believed him.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
I believed him. Well, he was like, this is, I don't usually feel special like this. And I'm like, damn.
Again, to kind of go back to like the fun versus the deep, she's like, I'm gonna get this with Dutton, I'm gonna get my deep moment, let me put him away, I'll come back to him,
yeah,
and then I'll have my hot dude make out by the pier. Like, it does feel very separated between these are people I'm taking seriously and these are people I'm having fun with. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Then she has a date with Warwick, and everyone is like, who? Like, when it got announced, the group date, you could see they were all like, wait a minute, who's getting the one-on-one? And then they're like, Warwick? Like, everyone had that, like,
who's
yes, reaction to it.
And it was really interesting because I have been waiting for the Warwick moment because I was like, I remember seeing him from the beginning when the pictures were released. I was like, oh, this guy is hot. I even said on our episode when we recapped him, I was like,
right,
she hasn't picked you, like, slide into my DMs. And now I'm like,
it sounds like she said the same thing because she was like, he's hot. She basically said, he's hot. That's why I'm taking him out.
Yeah.
He hasn't said much, but he's hot. And he puts
and he
on
still
the still
didn't
the tux.
Say much.
No, he didn't say much. I mean, this was maybe the worst date I've ever seen on the show. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a date go as badly. At least when someone's an asshole or mean, it's like, okay, there's entertainment. This was nothing. Like, I mean, I knew the minute they got, you know, they get in these, like, you know, formal attire, he's in a tux, and I knew the minute she twirled him that it wasn't gonna be like a great
this
date.
Wasn't the moment.
No, like, that's not really what she's looking for, is like someone to be like, oh, do you see my tux, little twirly do?
I don't know what the... I'm very confused. It's like, he must have no experience at dating at all. And he must be like, I mean, overly shy. Because right after the twirl thing, because I also clocked the twirl thing, they're in the car. Mm. They pull up to the amusement park. And she says to him, like, and guess what? Like, or like, guess what the best part is? And you're expecting to be like, wait, what? And he doesn't say anything. He just sits there in silence and looks at her. And she's like, we have it all to ourselves. Like, waiting for a response. Like, when you ask somebody, it's like, guess what? And they don't say anything.
Right. I mean, Warwick is someone's type. I don't feel so bad for him.
No,
because he's a good-looking dude who's just quiet. Like, and you go, and you're watching this being like, maybe, like, it is interesting that someone could be so good-looking that it pulls them through all of casting in spite of not much to say. You know, like,
he couldn't think of one. He couldn't think of an attribute that he has. She was like, what's, like, something that you bring to the dating table? What's, you know, or what's the best thing about you? And he was like, I don't know, but my weakness is. So it was like interview.
That's when you know you're on a bad date, when you have to, like, go into the grab bag of, like, you know, of trust fall questions that you do in an office retreat. Like, name your five biggest fears. And it's like, oh, the minute you say on a first date, so, any big plans this weekend? They should just end the first day. Just end it. A bell should go off, and you both should be freed. And honestly, like, there's a moment where you wish the actual dating world was like the Bachelor world, and this is one of those moments, because Cherry just looks at him and is like, this isn't the match. I'm gonna bring you home. Like you kind of like were like, good, you know, this is kind of one of those moments where you're like, lucky her to be on this show.
And he didn't give a fuck.
He didn't fight it. No, well, what's he going to say? No, this is going great. What are you talking about? I just kept thinking of, like, Warwick's, like, past dates who are watching. Like, if you've dated Warwick, you're like, him? He's going on this show? And then, like, you're probably watching, keeping an eye on it, because you've dated a guy who's on The Bachelorette. And then you're like not surprised at all.
Yeah. If you have dated Warwick, you're entitled to financial compensation.
It was, right.
I loved the part that I was like, man, you really can't write some of this stuff, was when they had him in his, like, little in the moment interview, and he was like, yeah, I think we're having a good time. And he's like, but amusement parks make me tired. And was just like, so
also, how defeated. Tired could you be? Yeah. Like, he gets in the car after getting let home and he's like falling asleep. It's like, dude, all you do all day is sit in this house and chill. Like, in what world are you this? Like, it's not like you came. Like, listen, in real dating scenarios, you go to work, you work out, you go on the date. You are training at altitude when you're on a normal first date.
Right.
This is not training at altitude.
It was
bizarre.
Really bizarre. I was like, you really can't write this. And I don't know. I feel like this is a good would you rather, but I need to figure out how to ask it. Like, you know, would you rather go out on a date and have the guy, like, throw a massive fit when you send him home? Or would you rather go out on the date and have the person not care at all?
I think not care at all, because I'm just like, good, I'm sending you home. Like, I don't want this to, I don't want to be a memory in someone's life that's like, oh, those detrimental to my how I lit to my psyche, you know, like I don't know, how about this, would you rather, because it's, but not to get ahead, but this is on the subject, you're on a date with someone who talks too loudly or they don't have something to say.
I'd rather be on the date with somebody who talks too loudly.
Okay.
There's nothing worse than like carrying the conversation.
They're both bad dates, though.
Both
bad. So it's a bad date. So both bad dates. Nothing to say. So what is your greatest attribute? Or they're going, you know, my greatest attribute. And it's like kind of embarrassing.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it is.
I don't know.
Maybe I'd rather sit in silence.
Right. At least no one has to hear how bad the date is. Now you got an audience with the loud guy.
Yeah, because there's nothing like having like bad conversations, or like you're getting into an argument over something, like a big conversation, you know what I mean? Like a, not political, but like something, and you don't want everybody to hear it. And you're like, you're out with a guy that's thinking like this. And you're like,
right. It reflects on you.
Yeah.
What? You have TSA pre? You could just go through the regular line. They're like, ugh, get out of here. So we go to the cocktail hour, and Joey and Charity have another connection. They're talking about his dead grandpa. Xavier gives Charity something he knitted. And then Brayden is kind of like bopping around this cocktail hour with a lot of confidence, with like, I have a rose confidence.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he's like, I feel like there should be music like playing, like dancing with his rose. Like, again, like you said right. earlier, he changes a yeah. whole personality. He's like, even the guys were, God, I don't even know his name. Who got sent home? It was James, who I was like, I don't think I've ever seen you talk until this episode.
Right. And James had a lot to say this episode. He's getting frustrated.
And he was like, you know, I'm going to be really upset if I don't get this time. And like, cause I haven't gotten a one-on-one time and blah, blah, blah. And Brayden sitting there just sort of, he has this mindset of like, well, I have a rose. He goes, yeah, nothing can bring me down. So say whatever you want. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. Good luck.
It really is bizarre. And then Aaron B goes to Charity to just be like, hey, this guy's going around the house telling people how. And again, Aaron B, what did you think of him bringing up that Brayden like says that he couldn't date someone who's, or he couldn't get it, couldn't see himself getting engaged to someone that's dated 20 other men. Like, what did you think of that? And again, this goes into the world of like, how do you want to tell the story, Aaron B? Do you, like, I don't know. I don't think this was a good career move.
I don't think it was either. And it makes, it's like, let her figure that out. Like, eventually,
right,
she will find out. Like, it's going to get down to the last couple. He's going to become more unhinged. Like, let her make this right. decision. And it does waste all of everybody else's time. Like, everything was wrapped up the second he says that. Also, right. fun fact, saw Aaron Clancy from Paradise, the one of the bouncer guys.
Oh, Aaron, tall Aaron.
Yeah, tall Aaron, who was with Genevieve last Paradise. Him and Aaron B are best buds. And
really?
So the tattletaling lines up.
Right. And it does line up that he would be like a little bit, you know, plotted with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He'd learn from another Bachelor contestant who's told in the past. Yeah, I it has to be bad enough for you. It has to be dangerous to me for you to go to her and be like, he's really, it wasn't black and white enough for him to go to Charity with this information to waste Mm-mm. his own time. It just was like,
no.
And you could see the other guys were like, listen, this guy has a rose. Like, what are you going to do? Like, and he doesn't have a rose and then tells everyone, oh, I murdered a family. Like, that's
exactly.
a different story. You know, like, I know that's like more extreme, but at the same time, like, it wasn't extreme enough what he was saying to need to go and say something. You just don't like him. That's okay. You're not supposed to like him. He's dating a woman that you like.
Uh-huh. It was a waste. I don't like the tattletale move, especially with this, and especially because this is something that Brayden's already told her in a way.
Right. So then there's this like debate of whether Jesse Palmer shows up for the first time in the episode. He's like, I know you didn't expect to see me. It's like, when should we expect to see you, Jesse Palmer?
Yeah,
like you haven't been around the whole episode. And he comes over and there's this debate of like, will she, won't she take away the rose? And she doesn't take away the rose. She keeps Brayden around. We get another
I'm
week of
surprised.
Brayden.
Were you surprised?
I was kind of surprised. I did think the point you made is true. Like, he did say that to her. Like, it's not like he didn't. It wasn't enough to get you kicked off the show. I don't know. Like, for if you had a connection with someone, like, you also have to, like, wonder, like, how much do you believe Aaron B? You know, like, why should she believe this guy who she has a little bit of a connection with
right.
over someone else who she just spent the day with? Like, she did just spend the day with this guy. Like, it's like.
It's hard to fight that in any
right.
sense.
Right. So the roses get. So we have. So Dutton and Brayden have roses, and then Aaron B stays. Caleb, the wrestler, Xavier, Joey from Hawaii, Michael, Michael, we haven't seen much of Michael.
We haven't seen much of Michael. He was the bad boy Ken, but no, we have not seen much of Michael.
He was kind of funny actually during that whole thing. I thought
he was in character.
Yes. We have John, Sean, and Tanner stay, and then we lose Warwick on the date. Aaron S., our narrator, is gone.
Gone.
He's Adrian, who I was surprised about. Adrian had a whole story arc last episode.
Yeah. But he was the one who told last episode. He was the tattletale last episode. I don't know why. I thought she was going to get rid of Brayden strictly because if it keeps coming up, it's drama.
Right.
What are we doing here?
Right. And then the last person eliminated is James with the apple orchard, who said, you know, got his time on camera this week just because he was mad he wasn't on camera. So now it's time for us to discuss the red flag of the week, brought to you by Apothic Wine. Walking down the red aisle without a plan can be daunting, but choosing the right wine to pair with your bachelorette viewing party doesn't have to be. Apothic Red's delicious flavor and smooth finish ranks it America's number one red blend.
I actually drank this during the episode last night. I'm not even lying. I have some Apothic Red my apartment. So I had some last night. So the Apothic Red is a perfect wine for your next bachelor night because bringing it to the party shows everyone that they are there for the right reasons. But we can't say the same about all of our contestants this week at the Bachelorette episode. So, Jared, are you ready to discuss our biggest red flags of the week?
I'm ready.
Kick us off.
So did you enjoy the Apothic Wine with the Bachelor?
Yeah.
It was a good pairing.
I was like, I have this wine. We talk about it. Let me crack some open.
Right.
And it was great. There's nothing I love more than having a Monday night wine when I'm watching The Bachelor.
A wind down.
Exactly.
So to speak. Exactly. My red flag of the week was the way Brayden changes after receiving a rose. He is Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. He's sweet. He does that whiny voice. They kiss on the date. He's like, if you
so weird.
After a kiss, that's a red flag. Yeah. Brayden does a lot of out of pocket stuff.
It's cringy.
After,
it gives me full body chills. Hearing the, ooh, I like that. I'm like, ugh.
Right. My Siri just weighed in and asked why anyone would keep Brayden around after mmming. Delish after a...
Gross.
Yeah, I don't know. He's just... when he knows he's in the driver's seat, it says a lot about someone when you, have power and then you're the worst when you have power.
Yes.
As opposed to not the worst when you don't. I'd rather
That's
you be
such
the worst
a good
in
point.
All aspects.
That's such a good point. Being the... when you have the power, being the worst. Yeah. Ew.
What was your red flag?
Mine was, we talked about it earlier, but the guys not liking Brayden. This says a lot. We see in Paradise, we see on all of the seasons how the guys can develop this bromance. They're going through this all together, so they have this bromance. So when you see these guys all decide that we do not like this person, there's something wrong.
Well, this is I mean, this sounds however it sounds, but there's a reason not a lot of men make those TikToks of this date that went not great, where it lands in this grayish area of they weren't mean, but the date sucked. Let me do story time. Men run away from that stuff. They don't want to be involved in it. And the fact that all these guys are now this bro stinks. It says a lot.
It says a lot. And it makes you think man, he must imagine how much he must suck, because even Jesse Palmer made that jab at him the other week.
Right. That's it for this week's Red Flag of the Week, presented by Apothic Wine. Their red blend is delicious, smooth, and easy to sip, so everyone can enjoy a glass during the rose ceremony. With notes of dark red fruit, vanilla, and smooth mocha, it's the perfect wine for catching up on your favorite shows like The Bachelorette. Showing up to your watch party without a bottle is the ultimate red flag, so don't let the drama unfold without pouring a glass for yourself and your friends.
And you can get $5 off your first Apothic wine order on Drizly with the code APOTHIC5. And if you're not into red, no worries. Apothic has a whole portfolio of delicious flavors that riff off your classic blends. That's Apothic, APOTHIC, 5 on Drizly for $5 off your order.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, let's go quickly through some categories. I added a new category. You ready?
Yes.
It's called Take Away a Rose. Okay?
All right.
You gave someone a rose. I'm going to say this one thing happened. Would you take it away?
Ooh, okay.
Right? In the scenario that we had last night where, like, Charity's presented with Braden is talking about not getting engaged after the show. Would you take, so here's the first one. Says they can't see themselves getting engaged. Would you take away the rose?
No.
I'm with you. It's not enough. It lands in the land of like, yeah, I can understand why he might feel that way. Like I could understand.
Yeah.
Okay, so they say they don't have a bed frame. You've given them a rose.
Immediately gone.
Take away the rose.
A bed frame or a headboard?
It's just mattress on the floor. They're like,
oh yeah, no, hey. No. That's we can't be no.
We're, no, you're taking. I'm like gonna that. Need that rose back.
What about okay. you?
Okay, I'm okay with it. We can work through this. I don't know. There could be more going on.
I think a girl not having a bed frame is worse.
Right,
than
right,
a guy not having a bed frame.
Right.
Like, that's a...
That's serial killer shit.
Like, you expect, like, a guy could probably have it, but if the girl doesn't have it, what's... Unless
what's
you just moved.
Here? Yeah, I need more of a story. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. So, they have... let's do... Okay. They give you... You give them a rose, and they say that they'd like to wear matching earrings at the wedding.
No. What the fuck? I'd be like... This is my earring sponsorship. I'll be giving my code out. You can put on your bow tie.
Okay.
I mean, matching earrings is. I mean,
it's
Braden
wild,
would probably,
but Braden.
Braden would probably want matching earrings.
Right. Okay. Last one. You give them a rose, and they say that, and then they reveal they don't do oral.
I would take the rose away.
I am ripping the rose away from them so quickly.
From their cold, dead hands.
Right. What did you just say? Yoink.
It's like, yeah, that comes.
Just
that
not
comes
my thing.
Standard. Right. No, that has that should come. That should come like standard. That is a
right.
basic.
That's plush seats in the Range Rover. Yeah, we.
that comes with the relationship, the territory.
Okay, let's do another would you rather. You ready?
Yeah.
We did the loudly one. Which Ken would you most want your date dressing as?
Oh, I think I did like the double denim Ken. Mm. And I also liked Joey's. I don't know what his was, but his was like the, you know, you saw Ryan Gosling in the roller skating. It was all those like different shapes and neon colors. Mm-hmm. He had like the visor on. It was Joey. I thought that was a really cute Ken version, I think.
I thought of this in terms of Barbies.
Okay.
I want the sporty set Barbie. Love a set. If you're in a set, if it's a matching bright set,
oh, like
I'm a-looking.
Like a yoga set Barbie.
Oh, I'm in. Yoga set Barbie, I am in. The brighter the set, the more it matches, the more I'm in. I don't know why that does it to me, but
I get it.
Matching set Barbie.
I get it.
Yeah, there's just something about it.
I know.
It's just so good.
I know.
Okay.
All right.
Do you have another one?
Yeah. So would you rather have someone sing to you in public or have someone knit you something ugly and you have to wear it?
I think the knitting something ugly is the road I'm going down, because you wear it once and then you're done. The singing, you have to like act like it's fun and you like it. So it might just pop up at any, you have no control. It can happen at any time.
I think you're right. The singing, and you'll have flashbacks of that.
Right. And then you're in public like, whoa, like what do you do while they sing? At least you have control over your own body and soul with the knit, you know, with a bad,
you
knit,
could dress
badly
it up.
Knits. Yeah, whatever. But you have control. It can't surprise you. You know what you're doing with it.
All right. Top three men. Who do you have?
I got John, Dotton, and Aaron.
All right. I'm with you on Dotton. I still think Joey with that long kiss.
I forgot about Joey, and you're right. He's definitely doing really well, and I don't know why I forgot about him, but yeah.
And I see, because Aaron had a lot of airtime this episode, right. So it makes you definitely go towards him. And then Xavier, I think they had a really cute thing. The knitting is just, he's minding his own business. He's literally sitting there on the bus just knitting away.
He is waiting for his opportunity. It does feel like he's a serious contender that we haven't really gotten to know too much yet. IG Rising Star, we both agree. Brayden.
Yeah, Brayden.
It's just, there's just so much when you're like, I can't believe what he's doing on screen. I need to see what else he's doing. I need to see how this guy lives.
We just posted something. Sam posted something.
Right.
On
he said Nick Vial hates him or something. And he was like,
somebody
I don't even
goes,
know who that
why
is.
Does Nick Vial hate you so much? He goes, I don't know who that is, but if you.
Which is very believable. Like, I could totally see that. And it's like the perfect response. Like, I don't even know what you're
who
talking
is that?
About. Yeah,
that was a great response.
And also it rings true. Like I would imagine that, like, I could see Brayden having no TV and living in a van and not having any relation to any like internet thing.
Right.
You know,
he's wearing earrings, dangly, like not just normal dangly earrings, but like feathered.
Right. And here's the thing. If you're into Brayden, I like Brayden. As like a person on this show, like he's old school reality TV. Mm-hmm. He's unironic. He doesn't realize, like, he doesn't care how he comes off. It is
no awareness.
Pure Brayden. No awareness. He's like he rings. He's giving real world contestant from the late 90s, early 2000s. Like that's what he's giving.
Yeah.
I would. And also for IG purposes, like if you like his look, you love his look. There's no in between.
Mm-hmm. That's something that is like that's a kink.
That there, right. Villain of the week.
We have the same Warwick. Right. I just think.
Nah, dude, you got to bring it. Like it's like more annoying to not bring it than to bring, you know, than to bring it too hard. Like. You know, you know, Brayden is one side of the spectrum and Warwick is another as far as bringing it is concerned. And it's like, dude, someone else could have been here.
He didn't try like, at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At all. And
Paradise pick.
Yeah, I'm going to say Caleb, the wrestler, I think.
Right.
I really like him. I find myself rooting for him.
I am too, especially because I think he thought he'd be like, the star of this show. Like, I think he's probably in shock the way it worked out. Like, he was wearing a jacket at the rose ceremony that was, like, roses, and it was black and white. It was, like, really a ridiculous jacket. And it's like, if he was ever told someone is going to get made fun of for their attire more than you, he would have been in shock.
Yeah.
So he really, like...
Brayden's rose ceremony outfit? That was almost my red flag. Was Brayden
it looked
not
like Regis Philbin
himself.
Hosting Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
He had on like a burgundy / brown suit, a black shirt, and a baby blue tie.
It was. I thought it was silver. Am I colorblind?
It could be
realize.
Silver.
Right.
Regardless,
it was,
wild. Was that choice? He was like,
it was
just picked the first three things he saw.
Right. It was kind of crazy. It did look like Regis Philbin to me for some reason. Right. I don't know why. Paradise, I had Aaron S. I just think he was such that narrator position, whoever gets that, like, I'm going to be the one that's, like, telling you what's going on. You get the feeling he must have been liked by the producers and just was. So that's usually the guy that gets a
He's a key
bit of
player.
Arc.
He's a key yeah, player. Key like, player. We got to bring him back.
And then Cringe Harrison Award.
All of Warwick's silence. Like, I hate. I mean, he didn't even respond to the guess what. That was what really, like, that right. is the one thing that requires a response. It's right. like telling a joke. It's like knock, knock, and the person doesn't say who's there.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah, he was bad. I had Sean comparing himself to Ryan Gosling, which he was kind of joking about, but you don't say it unless you believe it. Yeah, he thinks he's great looking. Sean really loves his own look in a way that, like, his look is striking. Don't get me wrong. He walks in a room, you go, who is this guy? But I don't know if it's, like, gorgeous in the way he thinks he's gorgeous.
If he didn't look like Ryan, like, if him and Ryan Gosling, like, if he had, like, brown hair and this, like, didn't actually have Ryan Gosling attributes, it right. would be funny. But right, because right. he is wearing the double denim, like, Ryan yes. Gosling in the movie has the blonde swoopy hair, like, that made me cringe.
And yeah, he didn't have to change his hair much to get to Ryan Gosling in the new Barbie movie. No. Yeah, it was... It's a little cringy. Who won the week?
We have the same. I think Dotton is, I think Dotton she, I mean, like she was guy. Taken by him. She was like,
yeah.
there is something there. Right. And I'm excited. I hope he makes it to the end because I think he would be a great choice. He's tall. He's sweet. He doesn't feel special. I was like truly sad about that.
Honestly, like of Dotton, Joey, John, she's having real connections with those guys and yeah. Aaron B a little bit. Like, there are it does feel like a real thing going on. So, I definitely, I'm excited to see once we like lose some of the, you know, the wild cards, it'll get into like serious stuff, which is fun too. Like, that's when the show kind of gets fun in a different way.
Well, I mean, I really like that there were less guys. It makes me right. like it even more at this, especially at this point. It's like, I know who most of these guys are. Yeah, I think they finally right. dropped like the dead weight this episode. Like the James, the Aaron right. S, we aren't getting much out of it. Like, we don't really know you. You were narrating, but we have to like be for real at this point.
Right. Well, we did it, Kay.
All right. So we'll be back next week for week 4. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at The Bachelor, on Twitter or Threads.
We're all over
the
place.
We're threading. Bachelor Pod is Twitter and at The Bachelor is on Threads. And then you can follow me at K York City.
And I'm at Jared Free.
Make sure to listen to Jared's episode of Caitlin with Caitlin right. Bristow. Let's do it.
Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Amy Klackner. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. And be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.